Charles Darwin. Now, where's he buried?
Answers with Ken Ham, a contributing writer to the book War of the Worldviews.
You'll not believe where you'll find the grave of Charles Darwin. In one sense, it's not that surprising. Because of my many trips to England, I've noticed that there's hardly any vestige of biblical Christianity left in that nation. It was once a country where most people believed in God. But I had an eye-opening experience in Westminster Abbey, you know, that big church in London. Many famous people are buried there, you know, kings and queens and a number of famous scientists like Isaac Newton, for instance. I also found out that another very famous person is buried at Westminster Abbey. And believe it or not, Charles Darwin. When I first visited, I couldn't find his grave, and so I asked one of the attendants who said that Darwin was buried in the floor of the church. And you know what suddenly struck me about what had happened to the church in England? You see, the man who popularized the philosophy of evolution, which destroys the foundation of the church, was honored by the church, and he was buried in the foundation of the church. How's that for a picture? The more the church adopts Darwin, the weaker it'll become.
Indeed, many churches nowadays build their thinking on man's reason and not Scripture. Well, get a copy of our intriguing book, War of the Worldviews, and find out more. For a donation of any amount, we'll mail it to you. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89, followed by the word ANSWERS.